Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth, this is TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show and thanks for listening. Today we're talking about everything you need to know in order to get a top talent score at your Miss America pageant. My next guest was born the oldest of six children and raised in a bicultural family. She studied with Van Cliburn, silver medalist Joyce Yang, and concert pianist Dino Cartasadaconis. She represented Louisiana to millions of global listeners when featured on the BBC, and she also made international headlines in a Calcutta, India newspaper. Selected as the first Indian American Miss America during the inaugural term of Louisiana's first Indian American governor, we're thrilled to welcome her to the show, Catherine Putnam, Miss Louisiana. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Hi, Valerie. It's so good to be here with you today.
It's great to have you. Now, you were a pianist, obviously, and performed a piano competition. It's very difficult, most people say, to do an instrumental competition for the talent portion because you have limitations on how you can move it around the stage. And, of course, the piano is the most limiting because you're sitting at the bench. And you actually got a score good enough to vault you into the top five as well as your other scores. Tell us a little bit about how you got started playing piano and how that led you to your first pageant competition.
Sure, Valerie. Well, I've been playing the piano. I'm a musician all the way around. I come from a family of musicians. My brothers and sisters all sing. We play the piano. My mother studied at the London Royal School of Music. So my love for music began at a very, very young age, and I can actually remember the moment that I fell in love with the piano, and I just knew that it was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And throughout the years, I began to compete in piano competitions, and it was ultimately a piano competition that got me involved in the Miss America organization because I wanted to compete musically. Now, when I started to compete in pageants as opposed to competing at piano competitions, the challenges that I experienced were, you know, you do have limitations because in a talent competition, especially for the Miss America organization, you want to entertain the audience. That is the number one goal. You need to be able to communicate because the ultimate goal is to be, for me, it was to be Miss America. And so I wanted to communicate that in every way, including through my music. And the challenges that came with being a pianist at first were the fact that whenever you're sitting at the piano, it's easy to get lost in the music and not communicate. So I really had to learn how to use everything, my body, my eyes, my gestures, even my gown selection it paid a tribute to what the ultimate outcome would be.
Right, because when you're doing a song or a dance, many times throughout your performance, you are looking at the audience or connecting with the audience or the judging panel. When you're playing piano, essentially you're sideways, and you're really never establishing eye contact with that audience, you know, or that judging panel. So it is much more of a challenge. Let's walk through your local and state competitions and what you did to prepare when you won those titles. So how did you prepare for the first local that you won, or the local that took you to Miss Louisiana?
The local that took me to Miss Louisiana, it changed completely for me because I'd chosen a completely different piece for that year, and it happened to be the perfect fit, which was the Hallelujah Chorus. But as a performer, I feel like I had the advantage because I knew how to practice and I'd studied how to practice. And I found that it was so important to not only practice every single day for at least an hour, but it was also important to practice mentally as well as physically. And so I would get up every single day and I would make that. I would dedicate myself to practicing and I would make sure that I did that every single day. And I would not only practice, but I needed to visualize myself being in front of the audience. So at the local level, I practiced in the same way, but I think that it's so important as a performer to visualize yourself at the highest level that you wanted to be at. So at the local level, I knew that eventually I wanted to be at Miss America one day, so I would try to visualize myself at the piano in front of the audience, in front of the judges. every time that I practiced that piece. Now, when I got to the state level, it was very, very different, because when you get to the state competition at Miss Louisiana, you're setting aside a whole week of your time, and you don't have the luxury of having a piano with you every single day.
So right. That's a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I found different tricks. You know, it's very important to keep your fingers warm and moving. So I had different exercises that I did to keep them nice and limber. I also brought a heating pad with me to the pageant, because your fingers need to be constantly warm. And most importantly, I had my iPod so I could listen to the piece over and over in my head. But what prepared me for that week of not being able to practice were all the hours of practice beforehand, because I was not only physically ready, I was mentally ready as well.
Now, sometimes pianists who are competing at their state pageant, and again, they have the same challenge, no availability to a piano, sometimes they might bring a keyboard with them. Do you think that that works or doesn't work?
Oh, definitely, because, I mean, keyboards, even though it might not have the weight or the action that you want, which I will say this, it helps to be able to get on, if you're a pianist particularly, it helps to get on any kind of piano as possible. Play on as many different varieties, whether it's an upright, whether it's a grand, whether it's an easy action, which means it's not as difficult to depress the keys with your fingers, or whether it's a hard action, which means it's a little bit more difficult. Now, you find what works for you, but to be ready for the Miss Louisiana pageant, it really helped me to practice on a piano that had a very difficult action.
Because now, did you compete the same song that you had done in local?
No, I did not. I actually performed something classical for my local, and then I changed it for the Miss Louisiana pageant.
And so why did you make the change for the Miss Louisiana pageant? What was your thought process?
First of all, I played the classical piece for a couple of years, and I'm a girl that likes variety. But I wanted something that I felt was the perfect fit for me. I love to perform in front of people. I love the opportunity to communicate with the audience. And when you're a classical pianist, you're in a lot of venues where people are classically trained. Their ears are classically trained. They know what to listen for, and they can appreciate classical music. And not everyone has that opportunity. And so I wanted to pick a piece that could kind of translate to any audience, whether they were young, old, classically trained, not classically trained. And I ultimately chose the Hallelujah Chorus. But it was a very special piece because it was something that I'd heard when I was a very, very little girl by a pianist named Dino Kartsanakis. And he performed it on a piano in front of thousands with an orchestra and a chorus behind him. And I remember watching him on television as a child, and I thought, you know, one day I want to do that. Well, it took me years and years and years to find the music, because I wanted to play it for my own pleasure. But right before Miss Louisiana, I happened to run across a piece of sheet music, and it was Dino Kartsanakis' Hallelujah Chorus. And so I got on the phone, I called Bill Wolf, who was fabulous, because he knew exactly what I was looking for, and I said, Bill, is there any way that we can make this happen? And so with the help of Bill Wolf, with the help of my family, my mother, my dad, even my piano professor, we were able to come up with my very own arrangement of the Hallelujah Chorus. So it was really a dream come true.
You know, and it was an amazing performance of the Hallelujah Chorus. Well, one of the things that people who were watching the pageant, maybe they're not even, you know, what we would call pageant fans, they're regular viewers who this is their only exposure to pageantry once a year as they tune into Miss America. People were really taken by your onstage presence during your actual performance, even if they couldn't understand the musicality or appreciate the technical skills of the piece. The gown, let's be honest, Catherine, the gown was stunning. That was stunning.
Thank you.
And you really did connect with the audience. So let's start with the gown. How did you come across and select that particular gown? What was your thought process?
Yeah, it's a funny story, because I actually went to market in Atlanta, Georgia with my gown sponsor, who is Jennifer DuPont. She was first runner-up to Miss America.
And she's fabulous.
Yes, she is fabulous. And we went with the intention of finding my evening gown because I'd already chosen my talent gown. I was actually going to compete in the one that I wore at Miss Louisiana for Miss America. And when I arrived, I spoke with Sherry Hill, who's the one who designed my gown. And I said, Sherry, I just wanted to thank you so much for my talent gown. It's fabulous. And I started describing it for her. And all of a sudden, she gets this look of horror on her face. And she goes, oh, Catherine, I have a gown just like that going to Miss America. And so,
we
panicked for a minute, but you know, Jennifer and Sherry and I all sat down together and we talked about the piece. We talked about what I wanted to convey, because for me, it was all about having the total package when I sat at the piano. And so I thought about the actual piece, which was the Hallelujah Chorus, and the history behind it, which it's a religious piece written by George Frideric Handel. And it's something that's been performed throughout the years at Christmas time. And
everybody knows it.
Right. Everyone knows the Hallelujah Chorus. And so I wanted a beautiful piece a beautiful gown that was white to contrast the black piano, because I feel like, you know, you want something that the judges want to keep looking at, as well as something that they want to keep listening to.
And what I liked about it was it had beautiful detailing down the right side. And that was, of course, the camera side. Was that on purpose?
Yes, it was on purpose, because I wanted something that drew attention to the side of the dress. And it's a one-shoulder gown. And one sleeve goes all the way down to the wrist, and it's completely covered in crystals, pearls, and gold beads, which I thought was heavenly and kind of went with the piece. And then on the right side, it was completely dripping with the same type of beadwork all the way to the floor. And it was just a dream to wear and a dream to play in. But it's also important to make sure that you're comfortable in the gown that you're playing in.
Well, it was a stunning gown. I mean, it was clearly just amazing. Earlier you said that when you practiced, you visualized the audience and visualized the performance as you were practicing. Did you actually choreograph your body movement and your hand move, you know, your arm movements as you were playing the piece? Because it seemed to add a little drama and flair and audience appeal. Were those purposefully choreographed, or were they just in the moment?
Actually, to an extent, they were. And that's another challenge of being a classical musician and then transitioning to performing in a pageant, because classical music teaches us to be still at the piano. It's all about the music. It's all about being a vehicle for the music and not so much about the performer. And at Miss America, it's completely different. And so whenever I was practicing for this piece, I worked with my producer. I worked with different talent coaches, different piano professors. And we all agreed, if you want the judges to keep looking at you, you need to have that little extra flair. You need to incorporate your body. You almost have to look like you're dancing at the piano and being part of the music.
Well, it was truly an amazing performance and obviously helped vault you into the top five. And congratulations again on that. If you had one piece of advice for girls who are preparing an instrumental talent, what would that be?
I think it's so important. You know, you talked about stage presence and all about having that it factor when you're on the stage. And for me, it's ultimately about being yourself and in that moment. And all that I can think about whenever I was standing on that Miss America stage about to play was, you know, it took me back to the years of practice that I'd spent before. So I think it's important to ultimately keep that goal in front of you when you're practicing. You know, in any moment, any opportunity that you're given to perform your talent, use that as an opportunity to visualize your ultimate goals in front of you and stay focused and to stay disciplined.
Well, I think that's great advice, Catherine, and we're so happy that you had time in your busy schedule to share with us today. Thanks so much for being here, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me, Valerie.
Well, I've been talking with Catherine Putnam, Miss Louisiana, about her fabulous talent presentation at Miss America. To learn more about Catherine and the Miss Louisiana pageant, just check out their website at www.misslouisiana.com. Well, that's it for this week's show. Next week, I'll be talking with internationally known pageant photographer Paul Ladd about what you need to know in order to get a great headshot. To get advance notice of all my guests, just sign up for my email newsletter at www.valeriehays.com. I want to say thanks again for listening and for making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live pageant talk radio show worldwide. I'll see you next time. But in the meantime, remember to make today a Pageant Fab Day.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today. Or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.